We are learning Mesechus Erev in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, three lines from the bottom. The Gemara just brought down, Mechlekes Yerachon Rosh Lakish, that a Surah of Pesach that worked for Kalayim did not work for Shabbos. And we came out that Pshat was maybe, either Pshat is that was more than Esther, and therefore Kalayim worked Shabbos, not according to Rabbi Yechon, or it was Menatzad, and according to Rabbi Yechon, Menatzad doesn't work by Shabbos, according to Rosh Lakish, it does work by Shabbos. That's the Gemara came out. Now, Yechon and Rosh Lakish argued by Shabbos, Tzuris Pesach worked for Kalayim, they work for Shabbos or not. Gemara asks a stira now, Rabbi Yechon and Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish from a different place, Rabbi Yechon and say different, but say got the same shayla. But Rami, the Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon, Rami, the Rosh Lakish and Rosh Lakish, the Amr, Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Chanina. Because Rosh Lakish says, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Chanina, Peya, Muteres, Le'inyin, Kalayim, a Peya, which means a Tzuris Pesach, it works. Rashi says the word peya comes like a peya nachris, like a shaitel. It's like some clear, some string that's tied. So it must be like a shaitel. It's supposed to look like a string. But peya mataras in kalayim, it's a string that's put on a few sticks. Then the works the gabi kalayim. I've a loyal Shabbos. There's a shlokas talking. Mashem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chanina says that does work with kalayim. Sound this is the steer to Rabbi Shlokas before. Rabbi Yechonam Mechitzah Shabbos the law you can't mechitzah kalayim the law. Neither work. Doesn't work for Shabbos or for kalayim. So it's the steer of both Rabbi Yechonam and Shlokas. So Vishlam the Shlokas Rabbi Shlokas like Kasha Hadi Dehadi Rabbi. One's himself and one's name is Rabbi. Here it said B'shem Rabbi Yehuda. So it's not fair. It's not a steer. Hello, the Rabbi Yechonam, the Rabbi Yechonam Kasha, dear Rabbi Yechonam himself. So it's a Kasha Rabbi Yechonam, Rabbi Yechonam. So, if you said that before the machlokes was al gabon and more than eser, there was before the word al gabon and was more than 10, and by kalayim we said it's good, and Shabbos not, but here, hakam and outside, but here the case was it was from the side, and there, sai kalayim and sai Shabbos is no good. Then Shabbos, we understand, it's not a stira. El Yarmouth, either Atzad, both men Atzad, Ma'ikil Meimar, it's a stira. One place says it works by Kalayim, one place doesn't work by Kalayim. Loy Lom, either men Atzad, they're both men Atzad, and that's why both cases Shabbos doesn't work. Why Kalayim one works, why not works? Hosam be'esa, hachab yesim esa. That before talking about Esa, here's one more than Esa. By Tarti L'Reis, if it's two psulim, then even Kalayim won't work. If it's more than 10 and men Atzad, then even Kalayim won't work. If there's two problems, then even Kalayim won't work. How do we know the Shonen Lebein Esel Yes Master? How do you know by Kalayim the Chilav between more than 10 or less than 10? Because of a Maisa, the Omer Rebbechlan and Shlokish. Loi Kachoy a Maisa, Shaholach Rabbi Yeshua Yitzhar Rebbechlan and Nuri Lumen Torah. Rab Yeshua went, Lagav Rebbechlan and Nuri to learn Torah, Apish Abaki Bahalachas Kalayim, even though he was Baki Halachas Kalayim, still he went to learn from Rebbechlan and Nuri. Well, Matsush Yeshua Ben Elonis, he saw he was sitting by the, between the trees. And there was a string going from tree to tree. And he asked him, Rebbe, if there be gefanim on one side, could I plant tefu on the other side? Would it be called a tzuris of Pesach to mata you for kalayim? And he answered him, he says, it depends. If it's bigger than tanamis, it's good. Less than tanamis, also. So Gemara asked, Maya Eskinan. What are we talking about there? They're saying the difference in yes, mass, and less, more than 10 or less than 10. Ilei mal gabon, if we're talking about that the tzuris of Pesach is on top, yoyis ma'esa also, is it possible to say that more than 10 is also? By Tanya, first of Brisa regarding Kalayim, where Yisham caught him, had to caught him, he had caught him stuck in the ground, Moslem peyam amayla, he made a string on top, filled with yoyis ma'esa mutter, even more than 10 is mutter. Halav must be Menatzad. It must be the case there, that story. He saw him have his Zemira from Elam to Elam was Menatzad. The Kamale, Be'eser Mutter, Yoysim Be'eser Asa. And he told him that Be'eser is Mutter, and Yoysim Be'eser Asa, Shemaimah, he sees Taka Chilik between more than Eser and less than Eser. And that's the Pshat and the Stira of Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon says that if it's less than Eser and Menatzad, then Kalayim is good, Shabbos is not. When it's more than Esa and Menasa, then it's not good anywhere. It's not good by Shabbos or by Kalayim. Gufa, Amar Rav Chista, Tzuris HaPesach Shosu Menasa, Lo Yosu Vlai Klum. Tzuris HaPesach HaMein Menasa, it's nothing. And we'll see, maybe we'll read some halacha later, but the halacha, we pass the halacha like this. If a Tzuris HaPesach HaMein Menasa, it's no good. It's not kosher at all. That's why you put on top of a pole a string. You have to be very careful. Make it sure it's on top of a string. And that's why telephone poles starting off are possible for Tzuras Pesach. Because usually the strings of a telephone pole are on the side. Therefore, right now, if you don't do anything to it, it'll be possible the telephone pole for Tzuras Pesach. Because it's from the side. It's been outside. What they do is they put something under it. Usually a little pipe they put under it. Or they put a little different things they try to do take care of that problem. Or a board. We'll see. We'll get to that in a second. So Chitz says, "Tzuris Pesach from outside, they also like klum." Bam Rav Chista, "Tzuris Pesach she amru, tzrichas de bria kedil ham by dalas." A Tzuris Pesach has to be strong enough that you can hang a door on it. By fill a dalas of kashm, it doesn't have to be a door, a metal door. It could be a dalas of straw, a light door. But that's what he says. That's halacha. You have to have a door that's bria kedil ham and ba dalas of kashm. Bam Rav Shlakas from Rav Yanai, "Tzuris Pesach tzricha heketzir." He says another thing, which we don't pass tonight, that you need a heker tzir. My heker tzir, what does heker tzir mean? It means a little hole for the hinges to turn in. Those days, the way they made a door, that is pole, they stuck it into the ground in a hole, and they hung the door on that pole, so it goes swing back and forth. So it needs a heker tzir as a hole. To make it, it's best to have all these, it has to be strong enough to hold up the del shokashim, and it also needs a heker tzir. Rav Acha Breid Rav Avya found Tamid Rav Ashi. Amar Lahu, Amar Ma Amidah V'Tzuras Pesach. Did your Rebbe Rav Ashi say anything about Tzuras Pesach? Amar Lei Le'Amar Lei Klum. He didn't say anything. And a lot of Rishonim learn that what he means to say is that he don't need Hekatzir. He asked, did he say anything about Tzuras Pesach and Hekatzir? No, he didn't say, you don't need anything. That's what some Rishonim learn. That's the Hemshah. Tana, Tzuras Pesach, Amru, Kana, Mikan, Mikana, Mikan, Mikana, Agabeim. All you need is a pole here, a pole there, two sides, and a Kana on top of it. And even a string is going to also. Now the question is, Tzricha Liga and Tzricha Liga, does it have to reach or not reach? Very Nigay, our telephone pole, Shaila. When you put those piping on the bottom, does it have to reach all the way to the top to the string or not? So it's a machlokes. Rav Nachman, Amma, Tzricha Liga, doesn't have to reach. Rav Sheshus, Amma, Tzricha Liga, Rav Sheshus, does have to reach. And there's a Maisa. A Maisa in Erevin, you see, Erevin is always something that people took very seriously. We'll see in a second. Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes argued if Tzrichim Liga or not. Also, Rav Nachman, over the Beresh Glusa Kashmaitse, Beresh Glusa hired Rav Nachman to make Erev, and he made him Erev, but it wasn't touching. Omer Rav Sheshes L'Shamay, Rav Sheshes tells L'Shamay Rav Gada, Zil Shaloyf Sadinu, go take it apart and pull down the Erev. And Rav Gadda listens to Rabbi Rav Sheshes. Also, Sholaf Shadinu. He took down the Erev. Ashkin Rav Shlusa. He's Rav Shlusa. He's pulling down the Erev. Chavshui put him into jail. He locked him up. Also, Rav Sheshes called my Baba. Rav Sheshes came to the jail. He said, it was me. I told him to do it. And I was the covered Rav Sheshes let him out. Amalei, Gadda, come out. Tonofa came out. Vasa, it came out. But you see, Rav Sheshes, he held his apostle and he took down the Erev. There's this the Vaita, what happened was Ask Rav Sheshes Rabba Rav Shmuel Amalei Tani Mar Midah B'Tzuras Pesach. Rav Sheshes found Rabba Bar Shmuel, and he said, "Did our Rebbe teach anything of B'Tzuras Pesach?" Amalei In, yes, he did say, and he had a Braya from a Braisa. Tanina, it's a Mishnah really. Kippa, the Shaila is like this: if you have an archway, is a Chayiv B'Mezuzah or not? And we know mezuzah has the same halachas of Tzuras Pesach. It needs two mezuzahs and a mashkoif. So keep a rameir mechayiv mezuzah, a archway rameir mechayiv mezuzah, v'chavim paitrim, v'shavim, and they both agree. Yes, raglah sara shechayavas. That means, even the rabbanon hold that an archway is no good if you have 10 tefachim high with 4 tefachim wide of open doorway. It's chayiv mezuzah. Now, even though L'chari, you don't, your mashkaif is not touching your mezuzah. So why not? Because let's say the archway is 30 tefachim high. So first 10 tefachim was open, and the next 20 tefachim was bricks. So those 20 tefachim are archway material, and they're shaped like an arch, which is not a mashkaif. So you have to go all the way to the top, to the straight part on top. That's the mashkaif. That is not touching the mezuzahs. So you see, it doesn't have to touch. And the Gemara elaborates on this. Rashi has one shot that you need a baya even to explain the raya. Oma abaya. Akol moedim gavoya asara ve'im raglea shloisha. Everyone agrees that even though it has open space of 10 tefachim high, but on the bottom, it's not 3 wide, not 3 high with 4 wide. Because a door has to be 4 by 10. So everyone agrees, if it's 10 open space, and in the first three tefachim, it's not wide 4, it's zikha no good. There's no open space 10 tefachim wide at least, but lo yiklum. This thing is zikha, doesn't need a mezuzah. Keep pligi b'yesh ragleha gimel, the first three tefachim is wide 4. V'gavaya asara, then it has opening of 10 up, but it's ein rechav abav, but there it's not wide 4. But there's room on the mezuzahs on the side to chisel out 4 tefachim wide. V'yesh bar lochok lashdim l'arba, there's enough room to chisel out 4 tefachim wide. Ramei asar v'chokim l'hashlim, Ramei holds you chisel out to be mashlimit. Rabbanan savri in chok lashdim, you don't chisel out to be mashlimit. But we see that if it is 4 tefachim by yud, everyone agrees it's good, even though the mashke doesn't touch it. So it sounds like I'm first right to that, and Taka agreed to that. Omalei, so Rav Sheshet says, if Ishkachas l'Reish Galusa, lo yitein lo midi, don't tell the Reish Galusa that he found a raya. He'll be very angry at me. Muhammad Siddur Kippah. Don't tell him this raya from the Vestisim of Kippah. Kitzur raya is Ein Tzarech Ligah. So halacha l'maisa, how do we pass him with these halachas? So in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Samach Beis, Sif Yir Alv, it says, Ma'o Tzuris HaPesach, Konam Kam, Konam Kam, Konam Al Gabayim. I feel Ein in the Gabayim, I don't have to touch. Else, yes, we're Kama Amos. The sticks have to be in the bottom at least 10 tefachim high. The yu mechavonim keneged kanelion. It has to be mounted directly under the kanelion. The mechiba kanelion shnei hakanim olechavem minatzad from the side. Loi mahani doesn't work. Now this is the chiddush that maybe you didn't know. V'tzoruch shiyu hakanim shivitzdodim chazokim lekabadel koshu. He says at least the side post have to be strong enough to hold up some kind of door. I feel shalakash or shalakanim. But the one on top, that could be even something that can hold up a door. That could be even weak enough, it can't hold up a door. But the Shaar Tzion brings in a famous Mishkah Siyakiv. If it's drooping down like an eagle, like round, that's one of the Halachos Surah Pesach. But this, what you learned today is the whole Halachos Surah Pesach is today's da. Everything is here. No else. This is where it is. This is all the halachas are making what we call an area of these days is right here on Daf Yud Aleph. Very good. Okay. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Back to Mavui, the alleyways with the Lechi and the Kairi. Hechshem Mavui. So this really should have been the first Mishnah, but we started off with the first Mishnah about wider than 10 and 20 high because that was similar to the Mishnah in Sukkah, like the first Taisa speaks out. But now we're going, how do you Machshem Mavui? Hechshem Mavui. You need a lechi and a kairu. Either a lechi or a kairu. You need two lechi yayim. So you have three shitas. Either lechi and a kairu, or a lechi or a kairu, or two lechi yayim. Mishnah Rav Shmuel Amar, Talmud Echad, the Fnei Rav Akiva. Mishnah Rav Shmuel, they said, a certain Talmud said, Mishnah Rav Shmuel, Fnei Rav Akiva, that lo nechlu b'sham v'sil amav v'shu pakois ma'arba amais, shunita oi b'lechi v'kairu. If it's less than 4 amas wide or long, so then, Rashi says it means the width, then there's no machlokes. Everyone agrees, oy lechi, oy kaira. Aman echlu, when does Beshami hold it? 2 lechi and kaira, al rocham arba amas. Wider than 4 amas, al esa amas, till 10 amas. So Beshami, I'm lechi, v'kaira. Or we still are, oy lechi, oy kaira. Beshami says, you lechi and a kaira. So it says, either lechi or a kaira. I'm gonna give it laws, I'll have that echlu. They're arguing on both. Beshami holds even less than 4 amas, need lechi and a kaira, and not like what you said. Oh. So the Gemara assumes right now that the Hechsha Mavi that Beshami says in lechi and a kaira was a case of Mavi of a foolish. Because you couldn't imagine a Mavi with three sides in lechi and a kaira. So the Gemara says, come on, like a Chananya. Or like a Tanakama. It's not like Chananya or a Tanakama. Tanakama said before, Mavi foolish needs what? Needs a Tzuris of Pesach on one side, lechi and kaira on the other side. And the Chananya said that could be you need doors on both sides. If you're a Shammai, it still holds a door on one side. And here it says, Lechi Kaira. So command, the Chananya, Lechi Tanakama. Or Rav Yehuda, no, it's not Shver. Hachikamar, Hechsha Mavi Sosum case. I'm talking about Mavi Sosum with three sides. This alleyway has three full walls. Shal is the fourth wall, Ketzad. But Shammai, Lechi Vik Kaira, Lechi and the Kaira. But Shammai, or Lechi or Kaira, either Lechi or Kaira. Break the Gemara, but Shammai, Lechi Vik Kaira. Lememer the Kosar v'Shav Avram Mechitzas deraisa. Does it mean he holds Avram Mechitzas deraisa? Because so the word Tva speaks out. Because if it was no din for Mechitzas deraisa, why did he lechi and the Kaira? feel lechi and akar, it must be, you need a fourth mechitza. Lechi and akar is not a fourth mechitza. So it's enough for the mechitza kalshu, like we find by sukkah, that even with the raisa, two walls and a little bit is enough of a wall. So here also, you would think that really need four walls, but the fourth wall could be a little shvacher. But that if he's lechi and akar, it means the old mechitza is the raisa. That's the Gemara's having is. Gemara says, no. Lizraik v'shalosh, mid the raisa, three mechitzas v'chayiv, al shayachah, three mechitzas enough for the mechayiv. L'talta, was the Rabbanu de Gedin, you came l'talta, that adik arba, that you need four mechitzas, that's when you need lechi and akar. That's Bisham. Let's explain Vesilo. Vesilo Imrim, Oy Lechi Oy Kairo. Leima Kasav Vesilo Sholish Mechitza is the Raisa. Maybe he holds three Mechitza is the Raisa and not four because he says Lechi or Kairo. So Gemara Loi, Lizroik, that's not true. Maybe he holds three Mechitza is the Raisa in order to be called Shishiachim. Maybe he's three full Mechitzas. That's Gemara is having it. And only on the fourth side you can be serving Lechi and Kairo. So Gemara says, Loi, no. You could have said Lizraik Mashtaim with the Bechai. Really, you could have said that to be Chayiv Vezrika, two Mechitzas enough, like the Shita of Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah. L'talta Adika Shalosh, but Taltal, you need three and you need a Heker of Lechi. That's what you could have said. But L'maisa, the Rishayim speak out that, of course, Maisa, Basil might hold, you need three Mechitzas. It just was like a Dichui Ba'alma to see if it's a Raya, not Mir. But L'maisa, Basil does not hold like Rav Yehuda, it's very possible. And he holds you Takadid, Mediraisa, even to be Chayiv Vezrika, three Mechitzas. And the fourth mechitza is only with the Rabbanon, and therefore it's enough with a lechi or a kairah.